This is the Whidbey Buzz, news from around the state, the nation, and right here at home in Whidbey Island, Oak Harbor, Coopville, Langley, and the surrounding communities. I'm Steve Shore. Thanks for being with us. In the news, no word yet from the governor on Island County. More casinos get ready to open, and the Navy slows down. With so much discussion taking place throughout Whidbey Island and South Whidbey regarding the U.S. Navy and its Growler training, many people have been looking at carrier flight training operations in and around Naval Air Station Whidbey Island. Well, for the past few weeks, because of various issues, flight training operations have been limited or in some cases even halted. Well, for the third week in a row, the Navy has announced that there will not be aircraft carrier-based flight training operations at either Alt Field at NAS Whidbey Island or OLF Coopville the week of May 25th. While other flights could take place at either field, they will not include Growler training. Both Alt Field and OLF are officially open, just carrier flight training operations have been limited. All of this comes as court challenges against the Navy and the carrier flight training operations near hearings driven by the state of Washington and the Attorney General, and residents as well of Coopville who have challenged the flight operations at OLF as being detrimental to residents and wildlife in the area. So far, no official date of the hearing has been given. Well, there's no word yet from the governor, Jay Inslee's office, on whether or not he will grant a request from the Island County Commissioners about special permission for small businesses to begin operations again. The commissioners sought the special permission despite the fact that Island County does not meet the criteria established by the governor for early operations of bars, taverns, and other businesses. Island County has not cleared the 14-day hurdle of not having new COVID-19 cases, and the population exceeds the 75,000 threshold set by the governor. Many small businesses are facing near bankruptcy and permanent closure unless something is done. In a letter to the governor, the commissioners called the phasing opening as unfair and allows larger businesses to operate which, while still shutting down the smaller operators. In the meantime, Downtown Main Street Association Chairman Dan Evans said without some relief, many businesses would have to close up shop permanently. Commissioners Helen Price Johnson and Jill Johnson echoed the same feeling and called on the governor to allow for the special permission. So far, a total of 10 counties have been given permission by the governor to go to phase two of his mandate. As of today, Island County is still listed as one of those counties that is not eligible to speed up the opening of small businesses. Well, on Wednesday of this coming week, in a special edition, the Whidbey Buzz ran down the list of the candidates running for countywide positions. In total, 122 candidates for the 74 offices were up for grabs. We went through those races. Well, consider that number. The primary ballot will be long and time-consuming to deal with. In addition to the local offices, we have a number of statewide offices that have also brought in that some consider the largest number of candidates for a primary in many years. For governor, for instance, a total of 36 people are now officially running for the seat held by Jay Inslee, of which 14 are Republicans, 5 are Democrats. Remainder are either independents or no party declared candidates. For lieutenant governor, there are 11 candidates, including 4 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 2 Libertarian candidates. And for attorney general, Democrat Bob Ferguson does not have any Democratic challengers, so he will not face a primary, but there are 3 Republicans who will battle in the primary to take on Ferguson in the November general election. Well, following a few earlier openings, 2 more tribal casinos are about to open. The Tulalip Resort Casino and Quilcita Creek Casino have announced they will open their doors next Tuesday. Both casinos are operated by the Tulalip tribes. According to the tribe, the number of guests will be limited, and those allowed inside will undergo a temperature check and must wear face coverings. Seating will be limited to allow for the social distancing, and employees will all be tested for COVID-19 prior to the opening. As we reported nearby, Angel of the Winds Casino opened on May 13th at half occupancy. And although there were some questions raised by those who had to wait in long lines in order to get in, things are running smoothly at that casino. According to the tribes, the resort and resort's pool, spa, and fitness center, as well as bingo, will remain closed, at least for now. Well, with the Memorial Day weekend now upon us, the various events that usually take place will have a different look this year. On the wake of the announcement from the Chamber of Commerce and Oak City Council that there will be no July 4th fireworks display this year, they are still hoping that families will get to do some outings and picnics during Memorial Day weekend. That's coming up this weekend. Last year, some 450 people attended Memorial Day ceremonies to honor our veterans. This year, it will be a virtual celebration on Facebook for the 75th anniversary of World War II. The event will be seen on the Chamber's Facebook page on the 25th at 10 o'clock in the morning. In Coopville, meanwhile, the Dance Mix Retro Saratoga Orchestra has canceled their events for Saturday and Sunday because of COVID-19. Well, at least the weather will cooperate this weekend, at least in part. Our AccuWeather forecast calling for partly sunny skies during the day, today and tomorrow, but a chance for rain Sunday and Monday. High temperatures during the day, right around 61 degrees, lows at night in the upper 40s to low 50s. So it looks like we will have at least some nice weather for a part of the weekend. This has been the Would Be Buzz for Friday, the 22nd of May. We hope you'll join us on Facebook and find the latest on our website, wouldbebuzz.com. I'm Steve Shore. Thanks for being with us and have a great Memorial Day weekend. And to our armed forces men and women, now and in the past, thank you for your service.